Quick ad. The audio here is brought to you free, funded by sponsors and Patreon. If you want to help keep this show on the road, get early access to ad-free audio and tons of bonus content, now is the time. Patreon.com/girlonthenet. Annual subs are 20% off till the end of January. And with a subscription, you can remove all on-site ads, including this one.
This is A Sinful Delivery. Initiating Sophie. Written and read by the Barefoot Sub. The doorbell shrieked, cutting through the static of my empty head. I'd been staring at a blank screen for what felt like hours, the cursor blinking away on the screen as I racked my brain, attempting to get the words out. Waiting for my local courier to drop off my sinful delivery, certain I was distracted by the pleasure to come. Surely this was it, though the regular driver would usually leave it in my safe space. Jumping up, I went to see who it was. "Sophie," I beamed. "You decided to take me up on the offer of the cuppa. Your timing couldn't have been better." I threw the door open and welcomed her in. She'd moved into a house up the hill a few weeks before. Her blonde curls and smiling face were a welcome addition to the street. We'd hit it off quickly, and I'd invited her in for a tea when she was settled. And now, here she was, nervously giggling through my open doorway. "Make yourself comfortable," I motioned at the sofa. "What would you like?" "Tea would be lovely. Milk and two, please." Sophie settled in amongst the cushions, setting a bag down beside her. For the next half hour, we chatted back and forth, conversation and laughter flowing freely. Had we really only just met? I felt as though I'd known her for much longer than a couple of brief meetings on the pavement and a cup of hot tea on my sofa. Watching her fingers loop around the porcelain, I noticed how delicate they were. My mind drifted elsewhere for a moment. What would they feel like, pressed into my flesh, curling into my warmth? My breath caught in my throat. It must have been audible, as Sophie raised her eyes at me over the rim of her mug. Fuck, those eyes. She would look beautiful, gazing up at me from... "No, stop it!" The internal admonishment went ignored. My mind was in the gutter. Perhaps I should have dealt with my growing arousal this morning rather than sitting at my laptop. No. I had a review to write for the items in my delivery. A fresh libido is my favoured way of testing items I'm sent, and these were going to be worth the wait. But hell, my flood of interest in this woman was going to be tricky to hide. "I have an apology to make," Sophie interrupted my train of thought. Seeing the confusion on my face, she continued. "Hermes brought a parcel this morning. I was expecting one and so ripped it open without even thinking." Reaching down into her bag, she pulled out a gaping cardboard box. "It was only when I saw what was inside that I checked the label and saw it was meant for you. And it's taken me all day to get the courage to pop round." Taking the box from her, I pursed my lips. My sinful delivery was there for all to see. She'd clearly seen the contents, but hadn't prized the individual boxes open. The packaging was all sealed up and in perfect condition. Noting the blush that now flooded her features, I felt myself moisten. Little pulsations of pleasure rippled through my sex. "Thank you for popping them round. I appreciate you must have felt a little bit awkward." Those sparkling eyes looked up at me again. Her tongue snaked out and licked her lips. Actually, I wanted to ask. Her words trailed off as her breathing shallowed. Go on, I offered. You can ask me anything. I'm an open book. She looked down at her empty mug, eyelashes grazing her now crimson cheeks. A deep breath later, she raised her gaze again, this time meeting my own with those big, sparkling emeralds. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have looked. It was an accident. Initially, but... May I? I nodded, curious to see where this would lead. And she reached into the box, pulling out the sinful magic wand I'd been sent. I've never seen one of these before. My mind started to fly at that statement. She'd never seen one before. And she'd stopped by for a cuppa. And she had brought it up. And she held my gaze as she spoke. The energy crackled between us. Time slowed down. Never. She shook her head. Her lips twitched. Really? Another shake of her head. A shy squeak leaking out of her throat. I'd seen on the dispatch note they were sending an adapter, so I dug it out of the box, reached across her to the extension cord, and plugged it in, murmuring, "I think we need to rectify that," as I pulled back. Flipping open the long box, I pulled out the toy, and as I passed the cable over her to the plug, I became aware of her scent, inhaled it hungrily while trying to keep my passion in check. She's your neighbour. Don't be a dick. I've not used one of these power dials before, I explained, testing the scroll wheel with my thumb. But I'm a big fan of a wand. They really work. I winked as I clicked it to the off position, and her shoulders seemed to drop an inch. They'd crept up to her ears at the sound of the full speed vibrations, which could sound alarming to an inexperienced ear. They sounded intense, but felt deep and smooth as I pressed the head into my arm. Would you like another cup of tea? When she nodded, I handed her the wand and invited her to test it while I was in the kitchen. I could hear the intensity going up and down. She was clearly trialling the rumbles. My imagination ran wild again. What would I see when I returned? Setting our mugs down on the table, I was slightly disappointed to see Sophie hadn't stripped naked in order to pleasure herself on my sofa. But she was clearly enjoying the sensation on her arm, following my lead, as it were. I bet this feels amazing. She paused, shifted in her seat. Down there. I've only used a rabbit or my fingers, but this is just so strong. Would you use it with the other toy in the box? I'd almost forgotten about the vibrator, picked out because of the delicious ridges which I knew would stimulate my G-spot. Extracting the smaller box from the parcel, I nodded. Sometimes, yes, or individually. Whatever takes my fancy, really. I delved into a drawer for a battery and ran through the 20 vibration patterns before handing it over. We chatted about both pieces of equipment, that now sat in her lap. I explained about the way the shape worked for me, and that I was particularly excited to try the wand, as its head had ridges. On the website it had looked hard, but in my hand it was a firm silicon, so it had give. And, though not waterproof, it would prove easy to clean. The vibrator had a different feel. Also silicone, but mildly draggy. At 5.5 inches insertable length, it wasn't going to be the biggest toy in my box. But that texture, I explained, would work over certain spots that smooth dildos would struggle to hit. She drained her mug and squared her shoulders, looking very much like she wanted to play. You look like you're going to ask me something, Sophie. I was not going to offer. If I got this wrong, then I would upset my new neighbour. She just moved in. Ah, you'll think I'm weird, came her reply. That's highly unlikely, Sophie. Like I said, you can ask me anything. Well, I haven't been intimate with anyone for many months. Even myself. I don't know if I can even remember how, to be honest. You've been so kind showing me this, and I'm feeling like things are waking up. Will you share your new toys with me? Goodness, I thought. I'm really nervous, but I get the impression you'll be able to help.
Oh, of course I'll share my toys with you. I was going to offer, but didn't want to scare you.
Making herself comfortable on my sofa, I delighted in this beautiful woman. She'd stripped out of her dress, exposing her naked form as she did. Perky breasts, slim hips, and smooth mound greeted me, and I devoured her with my eyes. I peeled off my blouse and my skirt, keeping my lingerie in place. This afternoon was about her. Next time, if there was a next time, then we would see. Starting the wand slowly, I touched it to her right nipple, which leapt to attention. Her left one, puckering in anticipation, I took it between my lips, nipping it. Keeping my teeth in place, I raised my head to watch her face. Enjoyed her rasp of pleasure. She knew to tell me at any point if it was too much or she was uncomfortable, in a bad way. This was going to be fun. Releasing her nipple, I set the wand down, trailed my fingers over her flesh. Tenderly stroking down the sides of her torso, sweeping across her belly, massaging her thighs, actively avoiding her apex, which strained for my touch. Eventually, I relented and pressed against her vulva, already slick with unmet passion. My fingers slipped inside, pressed into her as she arched her back and let out a groan. I lifted the wand and, starting slowly and gently, I touched it to the spot where my fingers had been a moment before. She clearly craved release, but I was not going to give it to her that quickly. Rather, I wanted to watch her swell, flush, and pulse under my control. With one hand, I worked the wand over and under her, increasing the power before tailing it off. With my other hand, I pressed the vibrator into her, sliding in and out with fluid motion, running the ridges across her engorged G-spot, which, she'd informed me, wasn't there. The waves of silicon caused mini rivers of pleasure to seep from her with each threatened crescendo, bringing her to the edge over and over. She begged me for release, but I was having too much fun and had one more trick up my sleeve, or should I say, one more product to test in the box, the orgasm gel, which had excited me no end when I'd spotted it. I love the way these can make an amazing orgasm shatter my mind into a million pieces. I knew Sophie was going to explode anyway, but I wanted to watch her turn inside out. With one hand maintaining the pressure on her swollen sex, I used the other to extricate the tube from its box and unscrew the lid. When I lifted the wand briefly, her head snapped up to see what I was doing. A sly smile and a secret splodge later, the head of the wand was reapplied. Working the vibrator into her as I eked up the pace with the wand, her sleek frame became a tightly strung bow. Initially soft and playful, now I became uncompromising. I felt her orgasm before I heard it. The vibe caught her just so, and the spray erupted as she spasmed around it. The external pressure triggered her clitoris at the same time, and the air turned blue with roared expletives. I withdrew the wand and the vibrator. I settled back on my heels as I gently rubbed my thumb over her swollen, sopping lips and revelled in her throbbing heat. Wrapping her in a blanket, I watched her float back down to earth. Her lips curled into a satisfying smile as the tension in her body released. I eased myself out from between her legs. The tea wasn't going to make itself, after all. I think it's safe to say my sinful delivery was a success. If you like this, you can find more of my work at aleapoffaith.uk and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.